A glitzy video took the delegates down memory lane, recounting highlights of Governor Rick Perry's 3 decades in state politics. Then, First Lady Anita Perry introduced him, hinting there's more to come.
And I'm happy to say we've both got some tread left on our tires. Please welcome your governor, Rick Perry.
Perry listed achievements during his 3 terms as governor: a strong Texas economy, job creation, low taxes. But he said the greatest legacy of his administration is classroom reforms.
You can be proud that the Texas class of 2012 achieved the 2nd highest graduation rates in America.
Education reform is a message that might resonate with conservative voters well beyond Texas as they choose their next Republican presidential nominee. Perry also hit other hot-button issues that might rally supporters on the presidential trail, including the evils of Medicaid expansion under Obamacare.
You know, some states took the bait of Obamacare, and they expanded Medicaid. We did not. And we will not subscribe to federal blackmail.
He rallied against the federal government's bungling of veterans' health care and the excessive waits for appointments experienced by many veterans. He brought delegates to their feet with his rallying cry for states' rights.
Nowhere in that Constitution does it say Washington should control our classrooms. Nowhere in that Constitution does it say the federal government should have primary responsibility over the air that we breathe, the water we drink, or the land that we farm.
Shortly after Perry spoke, delegates lined up to vote in a GOP presidential straw poll with 14 names of potential candidates. In addition to Perry, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, possible presidential candidates, will also address the delegates. Bill Sherrick of Dallas says it's a tough choice, but Perry's speech convinced him.
I will tell you that my dream ticket would be Rick Perry and Ted Cruz.
Who would be on top?
I would put Rick on top because of his executive experience.
Patricia and Brent Richards of Llano cast their ballots for Texas's feisty junior senator.
Because he did exactly what we sent him to Washington to do.
And he knows how to speak and get things across.
Pat McGinnis of Friendswood says he's looking outside the Lone Star State. He thinks Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker looks promising.
He was able to resist a cat fight of a recall for him, and he prevailed quite well.
Friday, Cruz and Paul get their chances to impress the delegates, and like Perry, to try out a few messages that might play well in Iowa.
We need to set the stage for 2016, when we will win the White House, and we will rebuild the American dream.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.